So I want to tell you about a little girl named Lucinda who lived in a village in Mexico with her family. And when Lucinda started every day, the first thing when she woke up was to help her mother make the tortillas that the family would eat for breakfast. And then she would go outside and bring water and food to the family's donkey. And then she would spend her day helping her mother however she could, and especially helping to entertain and play with her little brother and sister. One day in early December, the pastor of the church visited the family and had a special request for Lucinda's mother. "You're such a wonderful weaver," said the pastor. "We'd really like to have you make a new blanket for baby Jesus this Christmas. The blanket that we've been using in our procession, in our pageant every year for baby Jesus is getting really old and worn out. It looks kind of like a dish rag now. It's got holes in it. We would love to have a new one." And Lucinda's mother said, "Oh, I'd be very honored to take on that task." And so Lucinda got to go with her mother to the market. They bought white wool yarn. They took it home and they dyed it using the special ways that Lucinda's mother knew to make it different colors. And then she set up all the yarn onto the loom so that she could begin weaving. And every day when she had a chance, she would work on it. Lucinda helped if she could, and mostly what she did was play with her little brother and sister so they would stay out of the way of the loom. Everybody in the whole village was getting ready for Christmas. Some people were cleaning the church. Some people were making the manger where baby Jesus would sleep. Some people were at home preparing their special gifts. And the children were all working on special Christmas music that they would sing the night of the procession. The tradition in the village was for everyone to gather in the courtyard and light candles and sing and then go into the church with their gifts that they would place around the manger where baby Jesus was asleep. Lucinda was at choir practice one day when her neighbor came running into the church and said, "Lucinda, you need to come home right away. Your mother is sick and your father had to take her to the neighboring town. You need to come home and watch your brother and sister." And so that's what Lucinda did. And that evening, her father came back for a short visit and he said, "Your mother is quite sick. We're going to have to keep her at Auntie Carmen's house in the town so she can be near the doctor. And I'm going to have to go and stay there with you. We'll probably be gone several days. Maybe won't be back till after Christmas. Our neighbor, Senora Gomez, is going to sleep here with you and make sure that you have your meals and watch over you. And I'll be back as soon as I can." And so Lucinda felt kind of worried and she felt sad and she was concerned about finishing this blanket for baby Jesus. She thought maybe she could try to finish the weaving herself, but when she tried, it turned out that she didn't know enough about weaving and everything got all tangled up. And she showed Senora Gomez and said, "Can you help me fix this blanket? We're supposed to bring it to church on Christmas Eve." Senora Gomez said, "I'm not a weaver. I don't know how to fix it. It's all tangled up now and it's already Christmas Eve." So that night, as darkness fell and people were gathering in the plaza with their candles and their gifts, Lucinda went and hid. She felt like Christmas was ruined, and it was probably all her fault because the blanket was tangled up instead of finished. And she just felt too sad and upset to join the procession. So she hid in the dark behind some bushes in the courtyard and watched as everyone else sang and went inside the church. And then, all of a sudden, there was an old woman standing nearby who said, "Are you Lucinda? I have a special message for you. Your mother is going to get well. She's going to be fine. And your father is going to be home soon. So what you should do now is go inside the church and celebrate with everybody else. Your brother and your sister are waiting for you." And Lucinda said, "But I don't have a present to take to baby Jesus." And the old woman said, "Any gift that you bring is made beautiful as you give it. It doesn't matter to baby Jesus what your gift is. As long as it's a gift from you, he will be glad. He will be happy to have what you have to give." Well, Lucinda thought, "I have to take something." And she looked all around and she saw some kind of scraggly looking plants growing nearby. And she said, "Well, what about these?" as she began to pick some and gather them into her arms. But when she turned to look, the old woman had disappeared. So Lucinda took this armful of scraggly plants with some green leaves into the church. And as she walked down the aisle, she could hear everyone whispering, "Look at Lucinda. Why is she carrying those weeds?" But Lucinda just came right on up to the front of the church and she knelt down in front of the manger. And then the whispering changed. All of a sudden, everybody's saying, "Look, look. Look at the weeds." And Lucinda looked up, and there on the top of each stalk of each one of those plants was a blazing red star. And it was as though that area around the manger was shimmering with 100 candles. Everything looked so bright and beautiful. And when people went outside from the church, it turned out not only did those weeds inside the church get big red flower stars on the top of them, so did every single one of those weedy-looking plants outside in the village got a big red flower on the top, and the village looked more beautiful than it had ever looked before. In Mexico, they call that flower the flower of the holy night. Here in California, we call that flower the poinsettia. And we are looking forward to that time when our church is going to be filled with those red flowers, and we have our candles in our courtyard, and we're singing to welcome the Christ child here in our hearts and in our lives as well. So let's join hands now, and we're going to say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for the families and the neighbors and the friends who watch over us. We thank you for the opportunity to prepare gifts of love this Christmas season. We look forward to holding that candle in our hands and celebrating the birth of baby Jesus. Amen.